explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
On Explained Well today, the big issue obviously is the national shutdown, and we're going to chat to the police, Brigadier Adlende Mate.
Yes, so Brigadier Mate is the spokesperson for the police nationally as well as for the NAT joint structure. She started the day with Jacaranda FM telling us the latest that happened overnight. And Brigadier, I think it's fair to say you've had a long day. Can you perhaps recap for us on how, from your perspective, it went today?
Okay. So thank you so much for the opportunity as the South African Police Service. Through the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, we are quite satisfied with the manner in which the police on the ground have exercised their authority in ensuring peace and stability during this planned protest. It has been a busy day indeed, as you rightly put it out. We have implemented an all-hands-on-deck approach. And yeah, like I indicated, we are quite satisfied with the manner in which our police have handled this particular protest. Earlier on, we confirmed 87 arrests for charges ranging from public violence, intimidating and destruction of property. So it has indeed been a busy day. That number has risen, but we will be briefing the nation at a later stage on the number of people arrested throughout the country.
But really, if I can ask, the EFF have said that their protest action is from midnight to midnight. I think we still have a long night ahead of us. Are you concerned about the security situation going into the evening?
Okay. So absolutely, we are on the ground. We are working together with other various law enforcement agencies. We are working with the private security to ensure that we provide maximum deployments, but just to ensure that we prevent and combat any acts of criminality. And so far, we have managed to contain the situation. We are monitoring the situation, obviously, in Pretoria, where the march of the EFF started at the CBD. It then proceeded to the Union Buildings, and they are still marching. So we are closely monitoring the situation. It's still premature to celebrate, to say, everything went well. We are closely monitoring the situation. We are on the ground and to ensure that we prevent any acts of criminality. But so far, we have, like I've indicated, obviously arrested people that were seen to be contravening the law. And you will know that in the build-up of this planned protest, we did make it quite clear and very firm as law enforcement that we were not going to allow any acts of criminality, any acts of lawlessness where people will be barricading roads. But as you've seen, the roads have been quite quiet. The traffic is flowing. All our national routes, provincial, municipal roads, the traffic has been flowing. They've been open and quite accessible.
Brigadier, and I know that I think one of the commentators have even said one of the key differences between this situation and, for example, the July 2021 unrest is the amount of notice you've had, the amount of preparation you've been able to put into this. I know over the weekend I've been seeing a lot of police and Metro Police on the roads. What would it take for us to keep up that kind of police visibility and police presence all year round?
Okay, so absolutely. I think we did indicate that we have learned our lessons from the July 2021 unrest. We are better coordinated. There's better communication amongst all stakeholders. We are better prepared, and so on. But we are assuring the nation that we do continue to ensure that we implement and obviously execute our constitutional mandate throughout the year, not only this particular planned protest, but it was quite important that we plan accordingly because, as you know, you would have seen during their social media campaign, the conveners of this particular protest had been threatening that they would shut down, but we are quite pleased that they did not manage to shut down anything because of our presence on the ground. So if I can indicate, in the last financial year, as the SAPS, we arrested more than 1.2 million suspects for various crimes. So that tells us that we are doing something. We are not where we want to be in terms of obviously fighting crime, but it's work in progress. in the last 3 months. With the latest crime stats, we arrested about more than 5,000 GBVF perpetrators. So it's not that we're not doing anything. We are doing a lot as the SAPS to ensure the safety and security of everyone. And if I can indicate, with every planned protest, we plan accordingly. We give response. I mean, in the last financial year as well, we attended to 8,753 protests that we successfully policed as the SAPS. And that's information that you will not hear the media talking about, because those protests, we ensured that violence doesn't escalate. We managed to contain the situation, and that's why you would not hear the media talking about such incidents.
Brigadier, I wanted to ask, just in terms of a feeling thing for us as average South Africans, I mean, there were images today doing the rounds on social media of, you know, what seemed to be drone cameras flying over areas and so on. And is it a case of today, because we knew everything was coming and because we knew it was a national shutdown and it feels like all the reserves got called in? But tomorrow, are we going to go back to a situation where the policing goes, quote unquote, back to normal? I mean, it feels like a lot of resources were deployed, and we feel as people like those resources should be deployed normally.
So remember, as the SAAPS, we have a memorandum of understanding with the Business Against Crime, which consists of various private security companies. So it is a continuous process. And we implement the same tactics. It's just that we do not announce. So there are always drones flying by the private security that assist us to prevent and combat any acts of criminality.
Okay.
It's just that obviously as law enforcement, we do not divulge our plans. We do not divulge decisions taken and obviously our tactics to fight crime.
Okay, fair enough. Last question, Brigadier. Is the police planning on having a tire sale?
Well, absolutely not. You would have heard earlier on, right, that we confiscated more than 20,000 tires that were strategically placed in areas where we believe they were going to be utilized for acts of criminality, such as blocking of roads with burn the tires and so forth. So we have booked those particular tires. We're not them into our SAP 13 store. They are exhibits and proof that obviously we had put the necessary measures in place to ensure that everyone is in South Africa is and feels safe, but most importantly that people's freedom of movement is not prohibited.
All right, Brigadier, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it this afternoon. We know it's been a busy day. Good luck for the rest of the afternoon. Let's hope everything stays safe and stays peaceful.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. That is Brigadier Atlanda Mate, who is the spokesperson for the South African National Police Service. They were on The Breakfast Show earlier with Martin Bester. So just catching an end of day. It seems to be in peaceful most of today, which is good.
Yeah. No, I honestly think it could have been a lot worse. I think it's valid to want this kind of level of policing all the time, but it's encouraging that all of us, the whole team, were able to drive here today without hindrance. Yeah, I think that's a positive development. There's also some strategicness involved in this, in that, yeah, it's the day before a public holiday. A lot of people just either stayed at home, went away.
Yeah.
But I think we need to take the victories where we get them.
There you go. Explained well. We'll do it again tomorrow and every day just after 5 o'clock on The Drive with Robin Ross.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Ross. Jacaranda FM.